We leave reviews online for restaurants, post offices, doctors, and furniture, but what if you could review your local police precinct? Well, as police departments across the country look to improve relationships with the communities they're supposed to protect, some of them are turning to a new tool for gauging public sentiment. It's called Elucid, and it's designed to measure how people feel about the police patrolling their streets and neighborhoods. Simone Weichelbaum is a reporter for the Marshall Project, and she wrote about this new data tool, and she's here in studio with us to talk about it. Hi, Simone.
Hi, Tansy.
Good to see you. So you wrote about this thing. We're basically calling it Yelp for cops, right?
My editor called it Yelp for cops.
Okay. So your editor's calling it Yelp for cops. What is it? I mean, why is this necessary? Who came up with this?
Well, it's actually way more complex to boil it down to Yelp for cops. Sorry, Bill. So it's basically a very complex data tool, and it's sort of two-pronged. The first part of it is sending pinging your phone using metadata and popping up ads. So I've never seen one, but if for those out there who use Candy Crush and other gaming apps, perhaps you saw an ad pop up asking you to take a survey. And again, these ads are only in markets where the tool is being served. So right now it's New York and LA and next is Chicago.
Okay.
And then you fill this questionnaire out and it's asking you, you know, do you feel your local cops are biased? Do you think they make sound decisions? They ask to identify yourself based on age range and your gender and your ethnicity. And they ask whether or not you live in the area where your phone says you're in. And again, that's metadata, sort of pinging the longitude and latitude of your phone. And the phone, the app can also ping the language setting in your phone. So if you speak Spanish, they say the survey can pop up in Spanish, if your phone setting is set to Spanish, of course. And other Asian languages, Korean, things like that. So then they take this information and magically compute it into these scores. So akin to credit scores. So there's a satisfaction, trust.
Not for the user, but
for the police department.
Police department, okay.
And so here in New York, it's boiled down by police sector, which is the smallest geographical code for policing, and it'll be similar in Chicago and in LA. And then that's sort of the black box of this thing, which I really press them on and try to glean as much information as I could. How do you take survey information and magically get a score? And because they're a private company, they weren't that forthcoming with it.
Hmm. So what is it that they're trying to determine here? And why is the NYPD and you mentioned Chicago and LA, like why is everybody signing up for this? I mean, well, not everybody, but these are pretty big police departments. What's the goal for the police department?
So Bill Bratton is the one who really backed this tool back in 2014. And he came, so for those out there who know Bill Bratton, he is the architect of Comstat. He was behind the wave of predictive policing.
And Comstat, just so people know, it's the data, there's the raw data, right, that comes out to the public about the different crimes that are committed in the state or in the city.
Right, so what was novel about it, 10-second overview, back in the mid-90s, it was taking crimes and putting like little pins on maps, like how do we track crime? So now we're like tracking crimes, that's so obvious, but in the mid-90s, that wasn't even happening yet. So Bratton's coming back to New York at a time, for those out there in New York City, I used to work at the Daily News at this time and wrote a lot about it. People in minority communities were not happy about Bill Bratton coming back at all. And he sort of came back into this atmosphere questioning, well, crime is down in New York City. You know, why are people so mad at the police? Like, what's going on? And this is before Ferguson, before Black Lives Matter. And he was curious about it. And this is a guy who's very data driven. So he already wanted to work on a tool. It didn't exist yet. Of how to measure people's sentiment about policing. Then Black Lives Matter happened. And then we had the two officers shot and killed here in New York City. That happened. And the police department was like, we need to be on top of this. So again, you're in a police department, NYPD, very data-driven, and they wanted to measure people's sentiment the same way they measure crime. Like, can we do this every day? Can we put this on a map? Like, can we do this like Comstat, which is, again, putting crime on map.
Mm-hmm.
So they found Michael Simon, who's sort of this wonder kid coming out of the Obama administration. He was behind what they call precision targeting, going out and identifying undecided voters in Obama. And that's a whole complex way he did that, which he explained to me. So it's sort of taking the ingredients of that and applying it to policing.
And basically finding profiles of people that they want to target online, right? And saying, we're going to send this ad to you or this piece of information. That's the kind of technology that's here?
Right. It's very bare bones. For those out there who pay attention to voter data, it's way more complex than this. This is sort of just targeting you based on where you are. And the next step, they just started working with Facebook and Instagram to have ads. But if you take a step back, I'm going to nerd out really quickly. It's sort of bias in a sense, because you're not targeting all of New York or all of people in LA. You're targeting people with access to smartphones, those who are getting these ads. And then if you're looking at Facebook and Instagram, your population are people who use Facebook and Instagram.
So the question, I guess a couple questions. First is there any privacy issue about this for the, let's say I'm playing Candy Crush and all of a sudden I get, which I don't, but let's say I did and all of a sudden I get this ad that wants me to take a survey about my local precinct. And I take that survey and I've sort of given away information. Is there a privacy concern there? Because last week on the show, we were talking a lot about tech and policing. And I'm not sure if that's a problem with this information.
No, I listened to that show.
Thank you. We appreciate
you're so it. You're welcome. I got the whole kick of policing and technology you're doing. It's actually, I think, the opposite problem. It's not a privacy issue because, again, they're getting information from your metadata, which those out there, metadata is out there these days, right? It's for the taking, so to speak. The issue with this is you don't know who's taking this, and the company isn't sharing that with the police department or the public. So is it five people taking it? And especially in neighborhoods in New York that are gentrifying, I walked around certain sectors, and what I found, I was in Washington Heights in a gentrifying neighborhood which had rising trust scores. Who's filling that out? Is it the, you know, middle, the upper income people moving in who are like, wow, the police are awesome? Is it the Black and Latino young men who I talk to who are like, no, the police are not awesome? I don't know. And they wouldn't tell me. And I was just trying to even get a denominator. Like, can you at least tell me if like 20 people filled it out?
Right. But so we don't know how many people are filling it out. But let's say, I mean, what do the police plan on doing with the information? So let's say the precinct comes in and it's, you know, not rated very highly. Now what?
Then it's up to the commanders to figure out a way to fix it and be held accountable.
But what does that look like?
Well, it depends on where you're at and which city. In New York, they're saying we're giving the commanders the opportunity to figure it out for themselves. Grand Rapids, Michigan actually has a playbook, which my favorite thing is, you know, your numbers are down. Maybe they have a karaoke. They send the cop cars out and the kids can play with the cop car and sing karaoke. They have backpack giveaways. So Grand Rapids has sort of a prescription for solutions where bigger cities are like, you know, we'll let the commanders figure it out.
Okay. Well, it's a lot to think about. Simone Weichelbaum is a staff writer at the Marshall Project, and I'm so happy you came in. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. Because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.